Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I remember my kindergarten had a slide. And it was right at the end of the slide was the door where you walked in. It's a little strange. The place where we are gathered today, this place, this space, is called the nave. And it means, from the Gospel of Matthew and in the early church, it means the ship or the boat. We're all in this boat together. And where is this boat sailing? Where is it headed? What's going to be happening as we go on the way? This boat was never meant to be tied up to the dock and to just sit still and be safe and secure. This boat was meant to sail. And so where are we going? Jesus is not wanting us to keep that boat tied up, to be safe and secure. He wants us to go out into the deep water, and there he invites us to come out of the boat, to come. And he says, "Don't be afraid, I'm with you." In the face of all of the challenges that we are facing in this world, including white supremacists in Charlottesville, Virginia, and all kinds of fears that are going on in ourselves and in the world around us, Jesus invites us to step out of the boat. But he also says, no, this boat is not to be in a safe and secure place. You are going to be going into places that are troubled and disturbed, into waters that are stormy, and it's not going to be fun, and it hasn't been always fun all along. But to remember who we are, through our baptism, in these waters, Jesus has made us his own. And we are God's children who are sent into the world in order that we might be the presence of God, the presence of Christ's love in the midst of a world that's deeply troubled. And we begin to understand what it is to be connected to Christ and to be involved in the mission that Christ has given to us, not to be tied up and secure and safe, but to be sent, to be his presence in the world, so that we may care for one another in the love that Christ has for all of the world. We tend to believe, though, that our faith in Jesus is there in order to keep us safe and secure, don't we? We tend to want to hold on to that promise that everything is going to be okay and safe, and we will be safe. But I'm always amazed that Peter didn't know exactly that it was Jesus who was walking across the water. And he says, "If it is you, Jesus, if it is you, command me to walk out on the water with you." Now, Jesus doesn't say, "No, no, no, these waves are dangerous. You could really be hurt if you come out of this boat. You need to stay in the boat and be safe." No, Jesus says, "Come." Really? Come into this place of danger. come. And where are those places in our lives? Sometimes it could be an illness or disease that threatens our lives. It could be the loss of a loved one whose love and life we miss deeply. It could be a choice that we've made in our lives that we have to live with that wasn't a good choice. Could be a struggle with faith that we have, that we find ourselves questioning our faith or doubting in some way or other. Each of us doubts, don't we? Each of us has our doubts and concerns about God's promise in our lives, whether we can trust that or not, don't we? Maybe Jesus is saying that these storms are what's going to be happening in the world, in your life. You can't avoid them. You can't be saved from them and always be secure and safe. And so his promise is so important for us. And in the Greek, it is the great I am that Jesus says, I am with you. Don't be afraid. I can imagine Peter getting up out of the boat and walking. He walked a little bit on the water toward Jesus. But then he starts to sink. And he may have just had a nose above the water when Jesus reaches down and lifts him up out of the water. Peter needed help. We need help. Peter had doubts. We have doubts. As we come to the Lord's table this morning and are gathered here together, we bring all of our fears, all of our doubts, all of our struggles as we live in this world. And we come together because we need help. We need forgiving. We need healing. We need hope in our lives. We come with all of those questions, and Jesus' promise is to love and care, to forgive, to heal. But he also connects us with one another so that we're not alone in the boat or out of the boat. We're not alone in this world because Jesus has put all of these people here who come from different cultures, different races, different religions to be there for us, to help us in our times of need, that we may be there for one another to help in time of need. But what about the people whom we love and care about, who were walking on top of the waves and the storm, but they sink? And it seems as though Jesus' hand was not there to lift them up. What about those times when it seems we are so alone? When our loved ones are lost? When they disappear under the water? Those are not easy answers. Those are difficult problems, and they don't have happy endings. And faith, that gift of the Holy Spirit in us, even though there are times when we feel so distant from God, we have so many questions, we have so many doubts, we have so many fears, that faith keeps holding on to a promise. keeps holding on to a promise that Jesus Christ is already there in the storm, already there in the waves. He is there in the midst of all of the problems, all of the fears, all of the difficulties we are going through in our lives. And he invites us to come, to accept them, to deal with them, to work on them, knowing and trusting that Christ is there with us in the midst. We don't need to be afraid. But what if we are fearful? And we are. Even then. But what if we have doubts? Even then. Jesus didn't say, because you have doubts, Peter, I'm just going to leave you in the water. No. He lifted him up. And he knows that we all have doubts and we all have fears. And he invites us to trust that he is already there where we are going. Barb's mother lived with us the last months of her life. And I was there at the doctor's office when the doctor told her, you know, there's nothing more we can do. There are no more blood transfusions that you can get. There are no miracle drugs that will help you and extend your life. And so at that point, she began to understand that the next thing to come was the end of her life. And it was not pleasant. But she trusted in this one whom she called the great physician, her great physician, to be there to hold her in the midst of the storm. It was kind of like she was standing in the boat, looking at Jesus. And Jesus says, come. I'm with you. Don't be afraid. Each of us has this promise in our baptism as we go through the water of baptism, this water of life for us, where Jesus counts us his brothers and sisters. We are children of God. We have a promise that Jesus is there with us in the midst of all of the storms. We know the storms in our lives. We know those stories very well. And sometimes it's awfully hard even to get here on a Sunday morning or even to pray, possibly at times. But the good news is that God's Holy Spirit is holding on to us so that we are not alone and we don't need to be fearful. We're in the boat with many other followers of Christ. We can't go backward. We can't go back to the way it used to be, where it may have been safe and secure for us. Those days are past. Life goes forward. And we move forward facing our Lord, following him into the storms, into the fears, into the struggles, into the pain, into God's people who are all around us, who have different colors, who have different cultures, who have different religions, who have different addictions and lifestyles, no matter what they may be. Jesus is inviting us to follow him. Don't be afraid, he says, to share my love and my hope with all of your people, with all my people. And so we're in the boat. And we want to come out. This boat, I noticed, by the way, is listing to this side just a little bit. But we look at Jesus, and he says, come. Don't be afraid. I'm with you. In Jesus' name, amen.